ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். நவ் லெட் அஸ் கோ டு தி உபனிஷத், தி கமெண்ட்ரி ஹியர் விச் வி ஸ்டார்டட் லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ், சீயிங் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சங்கர் பகவத் பாத. சங்கர பகவத் பாதா பிரசன்ஸ் ஹிஸ் உபனிஷத் வித் அ வெரி கிராண்ட் பிகினிங். பிரசன்ஸ் ஹிஸ் கமெண்ட்ரி வித் வெரி கிராண்ட் பிகினிங் வித் த செட் ஆஃப் மங்களாச்சரண ஸ்லோகௌ. மங்களாச்சரண ஸ்லோகாக, மங்களாச்சரண ஸ்லோகாக, benedictory verses. See this mangala charana shlokaha, the same thing I have to say for Bhagavad Gita also in introduction. This mangala charana shlokaha generally can be of three types. The three types of mangala charana shlokaha: the mangalacharana shlokaha can be in the form of praying for the blessings. The verses containing the prayer may be in the form of the aashirvachanam. So aashirvachana, ஆஷீர்வச்சன மங்கள மங்களாச்சரண ஸ்லோகா. ஆஷீர்வச்சன மங்களாச்சரண ஸ்லோகா மீன்ஸ் அ பெனடிக்டரி வேர்ஸ் வேர் இன் தி ப்ரேயர் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பிளெஸ்ஸிங்ஸ். நௌ பத்ரங் கர்ணேவி சுனுயாம மே வி லிசன் டு ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ். Like that, we say how in the Shantipatas we hear. So prayer is in the form of the words of blessings. May all the worlds be happy. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May there be auspiciousness for all. So prayers in the form of blessings. So aashir vachana mangalacharana shlokaha. And the second type of this meditative verse is in the form of offering obeisance to Bhagavan, offering obeisance to the sampradaya, offering obeisance to guru parampara, the obeisance to the guru. So offering salutations also may be form the subject matter of the content of the benedictory verse. And third type of mangalacharana shlokaha is a shloka wherein the vastu, the reality itself, subtle facts themselves may form the content. Vastu suchaka mangalacharana shlokaha. Vastu Suchaka Mangalacharana Shloka means a benedictory verse wherein the subtle, the fact statements of facts are presented. So like this, if we take this of the three types of Mangalacharna Shlokaha, and here we have the third type of Mangalacharna Shlokaha. I want to start last class, I started without telling all these things, so I want to remind you here. It is not Ashir Vachana Mangalacharna Shlokaha. Of course, here Namaskaraha. Namaskara Pratipadaka Mangalacharna Shlokaha. We offer Namaskarams. Adishankara Bhagavatpada offers his salutations. At the same time, he also presents the whole teaching in a nutshell in his Mangalacharna Shlokas. Okay. So, in the Mangalacharna Shlokas, he presents three verses here. The three verses are presented by Adishankaracharya here as an introduction to his Taittiriya Bhashyam commentary. So Adishankara Bhagavatpada offers his salutations, obeisance unto Bhagavan. Then he offers his obeisance unto the Sampradaya, the tradition, the lineage of teachers, Parampara. Thereby he offers his salutations unto his own teacher also. So by way of offering his obeisance to Bhagavan, the Parampara, and his own Guru, he brings to notice or he reveals the fourfold factors pertaining to the textbook. He reveals the fourfold factors pertaining to the textbook in terms of Vishayaha, the content, the subject matter, the beneficiary, Adhikari, then Prayojanam, the benefit of the benefit that can be enjoyed by studying the text. A bit of attaining the knowledge of the content of the subject matter, the book. Then, Sambandaha, two important connections. Pratipadaka, Pratipadya Sambandaha, revealer, revealed connection between the text, the words which form the text, and the subject matter. The words of the text are the Pratipadaka Shabdaha, revealer words. Pratipadya Vishayaha, the subject matter is the subject matter revealed by the words. Pratipadya Vishayaha. So, Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandaha. There is connection between the words of the textbook and the subject matter. And another connection is Sadhana Sadhya Sambandaha. The connection between the means and the end. The connection between the subject matter, the knowledge of the subject matter, and the benefit. So these, by way of offering his salutations to Bhagavan, the Parampara, and his own Guru, he also reveals these fourfold factors pertaining to the textbook known as Anubandha Chatushtayam. The question may arise, why should he reveal these four factors also? Because it's very important for any author to establish the necessity or the need for writing his own book of commentary. As books were not printed those days, all knowledge was only given in the form of palm leaves, the written on palm leaves, very difficult to preserve. So before any book comes into publication in the form of in written form on palm leaves, etc., it must be that book which should be wrought for the public use, must get the permission or approval from the scholars, the panel of scholars. Even today, we have Kashi Pandita Sabha. Even today, suppose, of course, nowadays we have a lot of printing presses, and then so now we have technology is so advanced, we have so many books, so many libraries, different thing. But those days also, the Kashi Pandita Sabha was there, and Pandita Sabha, the association assembly of the erudite scholars. So it's important to prove the necessity, the need for publishing any book. So it was only book of manuscripts. It was not a paper printed book. So it's important for the author to establish the need. That is why the Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada Anubandha Chatushtayam also he reveals by way of offering his obeisance to the parampara in his benedictory verses. Okay. Now, let us see the verses. Last class, I just read the verse, first verse. The first verse, if you read, I'm going to read now, presents the most important subject matter. Brahma, absolute reality, Brahma. As I said, the whole teaching is presented in a nutshell in the first verse. In all the three verses, but in which form and how it is presented? The absolute reality Brahman is presented in the first verse in the form of an indirect definition of the reality. The reality is presented in the form of an indirect definition of the reality. What is indirect definition? What is definition, first of all? In Sanskritam, the word definition means lakshanam. Lakshanam. We all heard this word lakshyam. Lakshyam is a potential passive participle. Lakshyam means that which has to be denoted, that which has to be targeted, that which has to be arrived at, that which has to be understood, that which has to be accomplished, that which has to be attained is lakshyam, the goal. So lakshanam is a gerund. லக்ஷணம் மீன்ஸ் டெஃபினேஷன். சோ டெஃபினேஷன் லக்ஷணம், வாய் தி டெஃபினேஷன் இஸ் கால்ட் லக்ஷணம், லக்ஷியத்தே அனேன இது லக்ஷணம், லக்ஷியத்தே அனேன இது லக்ஷணம். சோ தட் த்ரூ விச் பை விச் அ கிவன் திங் இஸ் அரைவ்ட் அட் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் இட் இஸ் லக்ஷணம். சோ ஹியர் த லக்ஷணம் இஸ் வெரி ஸ்பெசிபிக், the definition is very specific, so that by which something is specifically pointed out, specifically defined. So lakshyate anena iti lakshanam. So a definition otherwise said to be lakshanam is that which reveals the specific feature or specific nature belonging exclusively to a given thing, which doesn't belong to anything else, doesn't belong to any other object. This is the definition lakshanam. And here we have two lakshanams, two definitions, two types of definitions of this absolute reality Brahma. One lakshanam is swarupa lakshanam and second one is tatastha lakshanam. Swarupa lakshanam and tatastha lakshanam. Swarupa lakshanam in English is said to be direct definition, though it is not very expressive. The word direct definition doesn't express much. So swarupa lakshanam and tatastha lakshanam is indirect definition. So what is swarupa lakshanam? In the first verse we have two lakshanams, two definitions are there, two definitions of the reality or in the first benedictory verse, first Mangalacharana Shloka. What is Swarupa Lakshanam? Yat Lakshanam, Yal Lakshanam, Swarupam Sat Vyavartayati, Yal Lakshanam, Swarupam Sat Vyavartayati, தல்லக்ஷணம் ஸ்வரூபலக்ஷணம். See the word வியாவர்த்தயதி is a verb. வியாவர்த்ததே and the causative is வியாவர்த்தயதி. வியாவர்த்தயதி means distinguishes. வியாவர்த்தயதி like கச்சதி, படதி, லிகதி, வியாவர்த்தயதி. Vyavartayati, vyavartayati means distinguishes. So yallakshanam swarupam sat vyavartayati, tallakshanam swarupalakshanam. So that definition which distinguishes the reality in terms of its nature, being the very nature from everything else, is swarupa lakshanam. The direct definition or swarupa lakshanam is that which distinguishes the reality in terms of its nature from everything else. Swarupa lakshanam. So vyavartakam means that which distinguishes. வியாவர்த்தகம் லக்ஷணம். தட் விச் டிஸ்டிங்விஷஸ் இஸ் வியாவர்த்தகம். வியாவர்த்தயதி டிஸ்டிங்விஷஸ் வெர்ப். வியாவர்த்தகம் இஸ் அப்ஜெக்டிவ். தட் விச் டிஸ்டிங்விஷஸ். சோ ரிமைனிங் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தி வெரி நேச்சர் or that which distinguishes the reality in terms of its nature is swarupa lakshanam. And what is tatastha lakshanam? Indirect definition. Swarupa bhinnatve sati yal lakshanam vyavartayati. Yal lakshanam vyavartakam. எல்லக்ஷணம் ஸ்வரூப பின்னத்வே சதி வியாவர்த்தகம் தல்லக்ஷணம் தடஸ்த லக்ஷணம். சி, வென் சம்திங் ஆர் வென் தட் விச் டிஸ்டிங்விஷஸ் அ கிவன் திங் ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் அதர் தேன் தி நேச்சர். So that which distinguishes, the definition which distinguishes a given thing has the status of being other than the nature. It is, that definition is known as tatastha lakshanam. Another definition also distinguishes the reality, but not in terms of its nature. Is said to be tatastha lakshanam. So Taittiriya Upanishad presents these both these definitions of reality. And Acharya Shankara Bhagavad Padaha offers his obeisance to that reality as Ishvara using both these definitions in his, we are going to see in the verses now. See, first he introduces the absolute reality Brahma as the cause of the universe. See, the absolute reality Brahman is revealed or pointed out as the cause of the universe. When Brahman is defined as the cause of the universe, the traditional teaching methodology, the method of teaching known as Karana Karya Prakriya is also introduced here by Shankara Bhagavad Pada. Therefore, this specific method of arriving at the reality through the analysis of reality, Brahman as the cause of the universe, known as Karana Karya Prakriya, also is introduced here by Shankara Bhagavad Pada in the very first Mangalacharana Shlokaha. In one verse, you have to remember many things here. So the teaching also is presented. So whenever the Brahman is present as the Jagat Karanam, cause of the universe, you understand the concept of Ishvara also. And we understand the Prakriya tells, so Brahman is Jagat Karanam and Jagat is Karyam, Jagat is effect, means karanam is satyam, karyam is mithya. Cause is satyam, effect is mithya. So what is mithya? What is mithya? There's a definition of mithya also. Why jagat is mithya? Because any effect has no independent existence. Therefore, it is mithya. Karanat karyam ananyam. Karyam ananyam. Karanat karyam ananyam. The effect is non-separate from the cause. Karanat karyasya ananyatvat karyam mithya iti uchyate. Karanat karyasya ananyatvat karyam mithya iti uchyate. Effect is said to be mithya because of its non-separateness from its cause. Effect is mithya because of its non-separateness from its cause. Whenever the fifth case is used, you must understand the reason is given. Ananyatvat. Because of the non-separateness of the effect from its cause. Karanat karyasi ananyatvat karyam mithya iti uchyate. Okay. With this understanding, let's enter into the verse again, the first verse. Because these two lakshanams are very important lakshanams. So, swarupa bhinnatve sati. Yallakshanam vyavartakam. Yallakshanam swarupa bhinnatve sati vyavartakam. Tallakshanam tatastalakshanam. Other than revealing the nature of a definition, distinguish the reality, it is tatastha lakshanam. Okay. Let us see here. Understand what all we have seen now. We have to understand in this verse, first verse itself. Yasma jatan jagat sarvam yasminneva praliyate yenedan dharyate chaiva tasmai jnanatmane namaha. Yasmajjatan jagat sarvam yasminneva praliyate yenedam dharyate chaiva tasmai jnanatmane namaha. I request you, all of you, to memorize these three verses, first three verses, because we'll be chanting hereafter, we'll be chanting these three verses in every class. We will also offer obeisance to the parampara along with Shankara Bhagavatpada. So we offer salutations unto Shankara Bhagavatpada also by reciting these verses. Yasmajatan jagat sarvam yasminneva praliyate yenedan dharyate chaiva tasmai jnanatmane namaha. Okay. So here, tasmai jnanatmane namaha. So salutations, obeisance unto that absolute reality which is in the form of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of knowing. Jnanatmane namaha means jnana swarupaya namaha. salutations unto Ishvara Bhagavan, who is of the nature of knowledge. Salutations unto Ishvara, who is in the form of very knowledge itself. So this Jnanatma means the word Jnanam in this word. What is Jnanam? Jnanam is the Swarupam of absolute reality. Knowing is Swarupam of the reality. Swarupam of Brahma. Swarupam of Ishvara. But the word Jnanam is what now? Swarupa Lakshanam. The word Jnanam is a here, Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahma. This word defines the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, this is Jnanam. The word Jnanatma is the word, is a definition. Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahma. The rest of the words. Yasmajjatan jagat sarvam yasminneva praliyate yenedam dharyate chaiva. So until then, yasmat jagat sarvam jatam, that absolute reality, ultimate truth from which alone this entire universe has been born. The universe has come into existence. The universe has originated. Yasmin neva praliyate, that reality in which alone the entire universe resolves. Yena, and that reality by which alone idam dharyate. Idam means what? This entirety of the universe is, cosmos is sustained. Is that Ishvara, Brahma, unto him my salutations. So two definitions are presented in this one verse. So Brahman is presented as the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam Brahma. The absolute reality is the source, the only source of origination, resolution, and sustenance of this entity of this cosmos. Even though this absolute reality is not Ishvara, Ishvaraha, meaning Lord, is a status attributed to the reality. When the reality is looked upon as the cause of the universe. In fact, reality is neither the cause nor the effect. But here, reality is presented as the cause of the universe, which means here Shankaracharya also introduces this prakriya, one of the important prakriyas. The traditional method of unfoldment, the traditional teaching methodology, what Karanakarya Prakriya, the method of analyzing Brahman as the cause of the universe, analyzing the universe as the effect of Brahman, is Karanakarya Prakriya. And we know very well this is only a method. And this method is used not to establish the reality as the cause, but to arrive at what exactly the reality is. Once you arrive at what the reality is, you will understand the fact is neither the cause nor the effect. What is only the reality. Okay. So Brahma Jagat Karanam, reality is the cause of the universe, means how? Because it is this reality from which alone the universe has come into existence, in which the universe resolves and by which the universe is sustained. Yasmat Jagat Sarvam Jagat Jatam. यस्मिन् एव सर्वं जगत् प्रलीयते, येन इदं सर्वं जगत् धार्यते, तत् ब्रह्म. தத்பிரம்மேவ ஈஸ்வரஹா, தத் பிரம்மன் அலோன் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரா. அண்ட் டு ஹிம் மை சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ். அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் தத் பிரம்ம? ஃப்ரம் விச் த யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹஸ் கம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், இன் விச் த யூனிவர்ஸ் ரிசால்வ்ஸ், பை விச் த யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் சஸ்டெயின்ட். வாட் இஸ் தத் பிரம்ம? தட் பிரம்ம இஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் நோயிங். தட் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பியூர் நாலெட்ஜ். Therefore, said to be Jnanatma, unto that Ishvara, my salutations. Okay, now we'll go to the next verse.
Yaidi me guru bhif puram padavakya pramanatah.
Now we'll be faster, okay? Try to be faster hereafter. யரி மே குரு பூர்வம் பதவாக்கிய பிரமாணதஹ வ்யாக்யாதா சர்வ வேதாந்தாஹ தான் நித்யம் பிரணதோஸ்மியஹம். யரி மே குரு பூர்வம், யரி மே குரு பூர்வம் பதவாக்கிய பிரமாணதஹ வ்யாக்ய சர்வவேதாந்தாஸ்தான்நித்யம் ப்ரணதோஸ்மியஹம். யைரி மே குருபிஃ பூர்வம் பதவாக்ய ப்ரமாணதஃ வ்யாக்யாதா சர்வவேதாந்தாஸ்தான்நித்யம் ப்ரணதோஸ்மியஹம்.
ஓகே, again we have the monumental work of Pujya Swamiji's unfoldment of these two Upanishads, this Upanishad, and we, all of you got the, I'm sure I got you these books many years ago, and you all have this after my class. You can always go through this book. You cannot get any information anywhere else. You got everything here in these books.
Okay, so here in this second verse, Acharya says, Aham pranataha asmi. Aham pranataha asmi. I am. I remain. How? Offering obeisance. Pranataha asmi. Aham pranataha asmi. I remain saluting. Okay, when sada nityam, the word nityam here is an adverb, always. I remain saluting always. Whom do I salute always? Tan. Tan is objective plural form of saha. Tan means them. I remain saluting always. Tan, those people. Who are the people here? The teachers, gurus. Tan. And who are those gurus? Tan means I remain saluting always, forever. Those teachers means, who are the teachers? Yaihi gurubhihi. Tan is relative pronoun meaning gurus. Gurubhihi. Yaihi gurubhihi. By those teachers, by whom, by which teachers? Ime vyakhyataha. Ime vyakhyataha. Ime means these. Now these is a third person again. Plural pronoun, these means what? The ime shabdaha. All these words of the Upanishads, all the words which constitute, which form this Upanishad, all these words of the Upanishad text,
have already been vyakhyataha. Vyakhyataha, already been thoroughly, completely explained, expounded, unfolded. Yaihi gurubihi ime vyakhyataha purvam already. So Shankara Bhagavatpada expresses his humility. Okay, he by saying purvam vyakhyataha, already they have been explained. He says, I am not explaining anything newly. I'm only reproducing what has already been explained by our teachers. He gives the credit completely to the sampradaya, parampara. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not own anything here. He gives the credit to the parampara, credit to the lineage of teachers. Yaihi gurubihi ime upanishad shabdaha vyakhyataha purvam. By those teachers by whom the words of this Upanishad have been already explained, expounded, not carelessly, very carefully. Katham vyakhyataha, how were they explained? Pada pramanat, pada vakya pramanataha. Padavakya pramanataha, padavakya pramanat. Padavakya pramanataha. In keeping with, according to what? Padam, vakyam, pramanam. The word padam literally means word. Vakyam literally means sentence or statement. And pramanam literally means of knowledge. But here we should take these three words differently. As what? Padam, the word, the pada in the word, pada stands for pada shastram, which is vyakarana shastram, grammar. And vakyam literally means sentence. Here the vakyam stands for mimamsa shastram. Mimamsa shastram means what? Analytical study. Mimamsa means what? Matum icha mimamsa. Desire to analyze. Desire to accurately measure. Desire to measure. Desire to understand accurately. Desire to analyze is what? Mimamsa. So mimamsa shastram means the analytical study. So the word vakyam here stands for mimamsa shastram. And the word pramana stands for, pramanam literally means of knowledge. But here the word pramana means tarka shastram. Means reasoning. Three shastram, vyakarana shastram, mimamsa shastram, and tarka shastram. In keeping with the discipline of grammar, in keeping with the discipline of knowledge dealing with the grammar, in keeping with the discipline of knowledge dealing with analytical study, analysis, pramanam, the reasoning, tarka shastram. So vyakarana shastram, mimamsa shastram, tarka shastram. Okay, because no shastram, the what is explained should not be contradicted by any pramanam. Therefore, padavakya pramanataha ime shabdaha vyakhyataha. These words of the Upanishad have already been explained, expounded by those teachers in keeping with the disciplines of knowledge pertaining to grammar, analysis, and reasoning. So, Sarva Vedantaha, all, ime, also, Sarva Vedanta, ime Sarva Vedantaha means all words of Upanishad, all the Upanishads. Sarva Vedantaha, all the words of all Upanishads have already been explained in keeping with three Shastrams, rules of the rules pertaining to these three different Shastrams. Grammar, Mimamsa, Vyakaranam, Mimamsa and Tarka Shastra. So, Yaihi Gurubihi Ime Sarva Vedantaha Padavakya Pramanataha Puram Vyakhyataha Tan Gurun Nityam Pranataha Asmi. I remain bowing to those teachers. Okay, so here, is it possible to offer salutations physically every day? It is not a physical action. Bowing here, pranamaha. See, pranataha is an adjective. I remain bowing. I remain as the one who has bowed to. Pranataha is adjective. The one who has bowed is pranataha. But pranamaha, bowing to, bowing always physically is not meant here. So here, I remain bowing to those teachers. I remain the one as the one who has bowed to the teachers means it's absolutely purely an attitude in terms of tremendous reverence, everlasting tremendous reverence one has in one's mind, which is purely an attitude. There's never a time the reverence for the gurus is not there. Always there is tremendous reverence. It's only attitude. So the tremendous reverence is actually Guru Bhaktihi also. Reverence is Guru Bhaktihi is tremendous reverence towards all those gurus. And which is what is expressed here in this verse. When you say tan, the word plural word, yaihi gurubihi, tan aham pranataha asmi, means Shankara Bhagavatpada offers his salutations unto the entire lineage of teachers, which is anadi parampara. The parampara, the lineage of teachers, is anadi parampara, beginningless link, beginningless lineage of teachers. Why it is anadi parampara? Because Bhagavan, anadi Bhagavan is the beginning link. The beginning link, beginningless Ishvara happens to be the beginning link of the parampara. This parampara is also beginningless parampara. Anadi parampara. Anadi Bhagavan is the beginning link of the parampara. The parampara is also anadi parampara. So all the teachers, he offers salutations unto all the teachers who form part of this anadi, this lineage, unbroken, uninterrupted, unobstructed lineage of teachers. Because all those teachers who contributed for preserving this tradition. Therefore, he offers salutations at a stretch in one stroke. He offers salutations to the entire parampara. So the knowledge of the traditional teaching method of unfoldment, the knowledge of the traditional teaching method of unfoldment has been received from these teachers. I mean, the way of unfolding, handling the words has been preserved by the lineage. So the words of the Shastram must be unfolded very carefully. Puja Swamiji always gave great importance to this way of handling the words. So the Shastra's words should be unfolded very carefully. They must be handled by the teachers. And Bhagavan himself as the beginning link for most of the teachers revealed his Swarupam to Parampara. That's why it's Anadi Parampara. And how it is, and how is this teaching? Why we had to, it's very important to understand here that to understand the difference between our last class, I mentioned the difference between cult and the tradition. So this teaching, this is the knowledge. This knowledge is actually, there's a constant, continuous, uninterrupted, uninhibited, unobstructed, pure flow of wisdom, Vedic wisdom, through the unbroken lineage of teachers. Always it be Guru Parampara. So Shankara Bhagavatpada really wanted to highlight the importance of the reverence for Guru. So in order to highlight the importance of reverence for Guru as an intimate means of gaining this knowledge, Acharya bows to all the teachers, all gurus, all the gurus of entire parampara. So Acharya Shankara Bhagavatpadaha Gurun Pranamati. He bows to the entire lineage of teachers. What is the purpose? We have Vartik, we have a commentary of the commentary. The Tikakara says, Kimattam Acharya Gurun Pranamati. Why does Shankara Bhagavatpada bows to the entire lineage of teachers? Because Kya Payitum, in order to highlight, in order to popularize or highlight the importance of the reverence for Guru as an intimate means of gaining this knowledge. Vidya praptau guru bhaktehe antaranga sadhanatvam asti. Vidya praptau, vidya praptihi means what? Vidyayaha praptihi, vidya praptihi, attainment of knowledge. Vidya praptihi, attainment of knowledge. Vidya praptau, in the attainment of knowledge, guru bhaktehe antaranga sadhanatvam asti. Guru bhakti He has the status of being the intimate means. Antaranga sadhanam. Guru bhaktihi antaranga sadhanam asti. Sadhanam bhavati. The reverence for Guru is an intimate means. Closest means. Antaranga sadhanam. Guru bhaktihi is antaranga sadhanam. Guru bhaktehe antaranga sadhanatvam asti. Guru bhakti has the status of being the intimate, closest, proximate means in the attainment of knowledge. In order to highlight this fact alone, Acharya offers his salutations unto the lineage of gurus. So, this verse reveals the fact that all Upanishads have, all the words of all Upanishads have been already explained by the teachers, the gurus in the lineage, in conformity with absolutely pure tradition of non-duality, without any compromise, without any inhibition. There's no compromise, there's no inhibition in unfolding, explaining the words of the Shastra. Because this reality happens to be only reality, secondless reality, non-dual reality. This reality, the knowledge of the reality can be communicated. Knowledge of the reality can be given completely, totally. Any knowledge of any other object cannot be given totally. Any knowledge of any other object can only be given a fraction. Only a fraction of knowledge of any object can be given. The total knowledge of no object can be given. Whereas, when the knowledge of the reality is given, it is a total knowledge. Total knowledge. Purnam jnanam. Paripurnam jnanam. Therefore, Adishankara Bhagavatpada offers his salutations to all the teachers as the beneficiary of that vision. As the beneficiary of the vision, as the partaker of that vision, and as the one handing over that vision to us, he offers his salutations, which means Shankara Bhagavatpada just resolves his ahankara totally. There is no I sense or my sense on the part of the teacher. As an acharya, there is no I sense or my sense on his part. The ahankara is totally resolved, deleted. Why? Because this knowledge is, this just a beginningless, endless, constant, continuous, unobstructed flow of the Jnana Ganga, flow of the river of knowledge. Jnana Ganga. See, we know the river Ganga is very holy for us because it symbolizes the symbolizes the eternal flow of Vedic wisdom. And Ganga is flowing from, you know, non-traceable place. Nadimolam, you don't know, because Adimolam, the source of the flow is beginningless link is Ishvara. That's why that is not traceable. From exactly where it begins from, Nadimolam is not traceable. The first beginning point of the river is not traceable. So also Rishimolam is not traceable. Who is the first teacher? You can't trace it because Bhagavan himself is the first teacher. It has been flowing. Ganga has been flowing. Ganga symbolizing the eternal flow of Vedic wisdom has been flowing. And there are so many gods. Manikarnika god, that god means the different gods of Ganga, means the different, the places, different places which are said to be the different points where people can go and have day dips. One person can go to Manikarnika god, one person can go to some other god. The different gods, different points of river Ganga where we can go and have a dip. So every god is a place where one can have a dip. Three dips. First dip, Shravanam. First dip symbolizing Shravanam. Second dip symbolizing Mananam. Third dip symbolizing Nididhyasanam. Have three dips. Go to any Ganga, any god of Ganga. A specific place, a point where one can have dip. Have three dips. Shravanam dip, Mananam dip, and Nididhyasanam dip in this flow of Jnana, in the eternal flow of Vedic wisdom called Ganga, have three dips and come out soaking in, come out as the one who soaked in knowledge. The different perspective, different vision, different attitude, having washed off all the unwanted Ajnanam and Ajnanas, all the problems caused by Ajnanam, the dirt of ignorance, you come out, which means the every god, every teacher is like one god of Ganga. Okay, if Ganga is symbolizes the eternal flow of unobstructed, uninhibited, okay, uncompromised flow of Vedic wisdom, every teacher is like, every teacher in the lineage is like one god, a point where one can go and have a dip, which means no teacher can have any pride of giving something. What he received, what he enjoyed, what he benefited from, he gives back. That's how he pays his Rishi Runam, debts back to the Rishis. Okay? This is something very important. Understood? Yairi me guru bhipuram padavakya pramanataha vyakhyata sarva vedantaha tanityam pranatosmyaham. We'll stop here. Any questions? Not from anything else. Don't ask anything about, only in what I taught today. Okay, if at all you have any question, please, you can text me. Then I can...
Swamiji.
Yeah?
Would you mind repeating the definition of Tathastha Lakshanam, please?
Yeah. Tathastha Lakshanam. Actually, I'll be explaining this, what is Tathastha Lakshanam again when I do the Upanishad. We are going to see the elaborate explanation of this word Tathastha Lakshanam again later on. But now understand this much. Swarupa bhinnatve sati yallakshanam yallakshanam swarupa bhinnatve sati vyavartakam. That definition which distinguishes a given thing other than the nature, it is tatastharakshanam. In fact, the word tataha means bank. So, tatastaha means something on the bank is tatastaha. Something which is standing on the bank, which remains on the bank is tatastha. Suppose, if you have to find out somebody's house, you are going to a village where a small stream is there, a river is flowing, a village, some fields are there, there are houses here and there, and you have to find a house of somebody. Those days I'm talking about, okay, not like, no, you are not like you, nowadays you have very closely built houses and then concrete jungles. So you have these different roads, well-paved roads, and you have GPS. Not you just, you use the satna, you sit in the car, you turn it on and the satna takes you. Not that way. Those days in villages, in Indian villages, following Vedic traditions, imagine. No, there will be village. One person will be coming from some other village to see somebody else. It would have come walking or some bulla cart or something. And there must be, river must be flowing. A small stream must be flowing there. On the bank of the river, there must be some trees. And one person shows the other person. See, you see the river flowing. Yes. One person is asking, I want to meet so-and-so. Where is that person? Where is his house? I want to go to his house. He enters into the village, he asks. And the person of the same village gives an answer. Look at this. Do you see here? Yes. What is there? River. And the river, you see the river on the bank of this side of the bank, you see many trees standing. Yes. And go to the fourth, that you see, there's a fourth tree. There are many trees, and go to this, the tree, which is the fourth tree, which is on the bank of the river, which is standing on the bank of the river. And after the fourth, you can see one house. Yes. And that house, you see, on the top of which there's one bird sitting. Yes. And you go to that place. That is his house. So he uses the river to show somebody's house. He uses the river. He uses the trees on the bank of the river. And he uses it in all these things. He doesn't show, this is the house, go. No, not directly. But he gives this the clue to arrive at the house. River, bank, trees, under. And he says, some clues he give to arrive at the house. This kind of tatastha lakshanam. Understand? Okay, I'll be explaining, don't worry. When enter the actual Upanishad, we'll be explaining again. Tatastha lakshanam. So, indirect definition. So, not swarupam. Swarupam means direct definition. The very word reveals what? The nature of that. Jnanam. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. This is direct definition of the reality. Why? This every word, satyam, existence is the nature of the reality. Jnanam, pure knowledge is the nature of reality. Anantam, limitlessness is the nature of reality. So the definition consisting of words revealing the reality in terms of its nature is said to be Swarupa Lakshanam. other than revealing the nature of the given thing, nature of the reality, any other, if a definition distinguishes the reality or given thing, any given thing, without giving any, without its mentioning its nature, it is tatastha lakshanam. Swarupa bhinnatve sati yal lakshanam tat vyavartakam. So that something which distinguishes a given thing, having the status of being other than the nature, then that lakshanam is said to be tatastha lakshanam. Have you understood now?
Yes, thank you.
It's only introduction of the definitions. We'll be on again understanding when we go to the actual text in the second chapter. Okay?
Swamiji.
Yeah?
In the first verse, we got the word jnanatma.
Yeah.
I understood, you know, jnanam, right? So the nature of knowing, right? So the word atma, should we take it anyway?
No. Jnanatma is a pullinga shabdaha, masculine gender word. Jnanatma means Ishwaraha. Ishwara, who is Ishwara? Ishwara is a status attributed to the very reality, when the reality is looked upon as the cause of the universe. So that Ishwara is of the nature of knowing. The word Atma there means of the nature, in the form of. Reality is in the form of pure knowledge. Reality is of the nature of knowing. Okay, see you all tomorrow. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.